So we've all been there. You're sitting on your couch watching American Idol, American Top Model, and all of a sudden, zoom, power goes out. And what do? Well, if you're the average Joe, you rush to the kitchen, you grab your one spare flashlight, the batteries are probably dead, now you gotta find replacement batteries. Luckily, you guys are not the average Joe, right? You guys watch my channel, and you guys are prepared. You go and grab your blackout bag. So what is a blackout bag? It is your go-to bag that has all the essentials that you need to get through the next couple hours or next couple days without any power in your house. And that's what I'm talking about today. I'm gonna go over some of the basic items that you need in a good blackout bag. Stay tuned. Items in this video can pretty much be divided up into three basic categories. You have sources of light, you have climate control, and then you have a source of heat for preparing food. Now I also have one extra bonus item, it doesn't really fit any of these categories, but it's really nice to have. So let's first start with sources of light. At a very basic level, everybody needs to have several flashlights around. You have no excuse not to have several flashlights. I got a pack of five of these LED flashlights for like $10. They all came with batteries. I like having multiple flashlights because, you know, I usually have multiple people in my house, all right? So basic level, you need a flashlight, get some LED ones, okay. Now the next step up is you might want to invest in a crank flashlight, okay? You crank this a few times and it lights the LEDs. This is really nice for if the power is out for a longer period of time, right? Several days, these things are really nice to have. Next level up from that is you want to invest in omnidirectional light. Okay, these are directional. They cast light only where you point them at, but there's a lot of sources of omnidirectional lights. Okay, so you can invest in something small like this, a little Coleman flashlight. What I really recommend is something large like this. Okay, this is also made by Coleman. This will light up the entire room. This is usually the first thing I go for when the power goes out. Now there's other sources of omnidirectional lights such as glow sticks. Okay, these things will last up to 12 hours. A lot of times the power goes out, this is the very first thing that I'll get, all right? I get my bag, I crack one of these open. It's really nice. These are really cheap, so you can crack a few of these open, hang them up in multiple rooms, one in the bathroom, the kitchen, the living room, your bedroom, you know, and your whole house will be illuminated. Now, something like this will only last as long as your batteries last. This will only last about 12 hours. You might also want to invest in some solar lights, okay? So this is good if the power goes out for multiple days, okay? So this is the Luminade, right? You charge it with the sun. It's inflatable, so when you deflate it, it compacts really small, and it provides good omnidirectional light. I also have this one here that is also solar charged. It's omnidirectional and also has a crank on it as well. So this is kind of the best of both worlds. Another really good source of light are these little garden lights that a lot of us have outside, right? These things are solar charged, have a few LEDs, and they kind of light up your outside garden, your walkway. But when we have a power outage, I'll often go outside, I'll collect these and I'll bring them in the house, and they'll provide some basic levels of light. And you know, if it powers out for multiple days, you stick these back outside in the daytime and they'll light up. These things are really cheap. This is like $3, I think. And I love having them just for home security as well, just to provide some illumination outside to deter any burglars. And you know, when the power goes out, these things are great to bring in the house. The next source of light I'm gonna talk about is a good segue into our next section. And that is these emergency candles, all right? So these are just candles that are designed to last a long time. I believe these last up to 8 hours. Again, these are really cheap. They're just basic candles. I have kind of a funny story with these. So I first bought these because I used to lose power at my house a lot. I was like, God, I'm sick of this. I'm gonna be prepared. I'm buying some emergency candles. I buy a pack of these. A couple of months later, the power goes out. I grab my blackout bag. I grab my candle. I'm like, all right, I'm ready. And then I realized I had no candle stands whatsoever. So, you know, I didn't really want to set them up just like that. It's kind of a fire hazard. It's not very safe. So I was kind of screwed it. I got some Coke cans, kind of jammed them in there. It really didn't work out very well. So if you buy emergency candles, guys, remember you also need some sort of candle stand to keep it in. It's not safe to really just stick these on your counter or do some kind of makeshift candle holder. So make sure you invest in some candle stands to hold these as well. An added benefit of having emergency candles is they not only provide light, but they also provide some degree of heat. Now, it's not much, but it's enough to keep your hands warm. And if you light several of these, it'll probably be enough to raise the temperature of a small room a few degrees. So that brings me into the next category of climate control. So these would probably fall in both categories. Now this really isn't enough. You also want to invest in some hand warmers or some body warmers like this. These are really nice. These will last you 7 hours. You know, that's probably as long as most power outages actually last. I have a lot of these, so I would be good for a couple of days if this was in the middle of winter and it was cold outside. Now, you don't always lose power in the wintertime. It's very common to lose power in the summertime with a lot of the tropical storms and hurricanes. And having air conditioning can be just as important as having heat. So I've gone through power outages in the middle of the summertime where it is 90 degrees out and it really sucks. And you really want to have a way of cooling yourself down. So what I've found is this little battery operated mister that it just blows air on you. You kind of mist yourself and it helps keep yourself cool in 90 degree weather when you don't have any air conditioning. So something to think about if you're in a very warm climate and hot summers or something you have to worry about. So the last thing you might want to think about is a way to cook food. What I've invested in is some of these propane burners. All right, these are fairly cheap. You get them at Kmart, Walmart. You can buy these propane tanks. It comes with a stand and then this little burner that screws into the top. Just like that. And bam, now you can fry up some eggs or maybe some hot dogs, you know, any meat that you might have in your refrigerator that might be going bad. What I do a lot when the power goes out is I'll take this out and I'll cook ramen noodles, right? All you have to do is boil some water, you throw some noodles in there. Now there's like no nutritional value to ramen noodles whatsoever. You really cannot survive on ramen noodles and I don't recommend stockpiling them just because they're so cheap. But when the power is out, they're a nice warm meal. They're pretty tasty. It's really easy. All you need to do is boil some water. So ramen noodles, mac and cheese, instant oatmeal, all that stuff is really easy to do with a little propane burner just like this. Now, if for some reason you're not comfortable with propane or maybe you can't find it or it's a little too expensive, you can also invest in these little cooking fuel things that have like this little gelatin in there. It's very flammable and you can actually, you'll get a nice flame there. You can cook off of this and this will last you about 2.5 hours of burn time here. And it's reusable, right? You cook for as long as you want and you put the lid on it and it'll stop it. Now both these items, you have to remember to have some matches in your blackout bag. I've got some waterproof matches here, but really anything will do. So bonus tip in regard to cooking is don't forget if you have a gas stove, that still works with the power out, right? Your little electric start might not work, might have to use some matches to start the gas stove. But if you have gas burners, they still work. And also if you have a barbecue, your barbecue still works, right? You can go and get all the steaks out of your fridge that are gonna thaw and go bad, throw them on the barbecue, guys. Have a barbecue when the power goes out. You know, don't forget about these other gas sources that a lot of us already have. So I've got one bonus item that I really think everybody should have in their blackout bag that doesn't really fit in any of these categories, and that is a crank radio, okay? So this one, you crank it to charge it. You also have, you can charge it in the daytime, and it's not just a radio, but it's also a flashlight. But if your power is out, there's probably a bad hurricane or a bad storm, something going on that took your power out, and being able to listen to the news can be very important, you know, just in case you're in like a flood zone or something. Situational awareness, it's really nice to listen to the radio for news, and also really for morale purposes. Right, you have no other electronics that are probably working. You put this on and you get some nice music going on. It makes everybody feel a lot better. This particular one you can also charge using a USB port. So if you wanted to, you could go out to your car and run your car for a little while and charge it with your car charger. But after you guys invest in some good omnidirectional light, some hand warmers, and a way to prepare food, this would definitely be the next item on your list that you want. I think this one's about $40. But this thing is very cool. I take this camping with me a lot. And I really recommend it. So a couple bonus tips, guys. So number one is don't forget that you can still take a hot shower even when you don't have any power, right? I know I've got, I think, a 40-gallon hot water heater, and that water is going to stay hot for probably a good 12 hours. I've lost power at nighttime and the next morning still been able to wake up and take a hot shower. So don't forget that you still have plenty of hot water for probably a good 12 hours. You can comfortably take a hot shower. If you guys are on public water, your water is going to work just fine with or without power. All right, your faucets will all still work. Your toilets will work. If you guys have a well, then it's kind of a different story, right? Your pump is no longer going to work. So you do have to worry about water conservation. But just keep in mind that you have probably 40 or 50 gallons of hot water in your water heater that you can access. And also, each of your toilets have that reservoir up top that has clean water in there. And sometimes, like, mildew and stuff gets in there, but, you know, don't worry about it. It's pretty clean water. It's just regular water. But if you guys are on a pump and you're going several days without power, you'll first notice that your toilets won't work anymore. And that's because they need water in that upper reservoir. But it doesn't necessarily have to be clean water. If you have access to a pond or some other water outside, you could bring that in with a bucket, pour it in the top reservoir, and your toilets will work just fine. And then I also just wanted to reiterate that don't forget that most of us already have these renewable light sources just outside. Just go outside, bring them in. And a lot of us have barbecues, right? Great way to cook food if the power goes out. So that's it. That is my opinion on everything that you really need in a good blackout bag. Now, down in the description below, I'm going to have links to a lot of these items that I recommend, especially this Coleman flashlight. I really love this. As well as this crank radio. This is also a great thing. And these little propane burners, I really recommend these as well. So I'll have links to all these things down in the description if you guys want to check them out. If you guys are new to my channel, hit that big red subscribe button down below right there. I do a lot of videos about prepping and survival. And until next time, guys, remember, knowledge weighs nothing.